Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed India's commitment to achieving green development and net zero targets. He was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 4th RE Invest Global Renewable Energy Meet. Mr. Modi also dedicated to the nation the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. He said India has made its green transition a people's movement. He also unveiled the plans of his government to develop 17 cities in the country as solar cities. Organized by the Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, the three-day event will feature over 40 sessions and specialized discussions on innovative financing green hydrogen and future energy solutions. Around 10,000 delegates from 140 countries are taking part in the event. The State Cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, reviewed the 24 action points, the foundational blueprint laid during the first Cabinet meeting following the formation of the new government. Giving health sector a major boost, the Cabinet today approved the proposal for amendment of the Arunachal Pradesh Health Service Rules 2000, giving a positive nod to frame the recruitment rules for health and wellness officer and tutor and recruitment rules for newly created posts of Director Medical Education and Director Family Welfare. The Cabinet also approved the recruitment rules of the nursing superintendent. It further approved Arunachal Pradesh Allied and Health Care Council Rules 2024. The Cabinet decided to amend the Arunachal Pradesh Staff Selection Board Rules 2018. The Cabinet approved the amendment of minimum qualifying marks for recruitment to Group A, B and C posts and Common Examination Scheme for Group C posts Rules 2023. The proposals for amendment of Senior Research Assistant recruitment rules to the post of Deputy Director, Faculty of Administrative Training Institute also got approved by the Cabinet today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off the second phase of Ahmedabad Metro from Sector 1 Metro Station in Gandhinagar today. He took a metro ride from Sector 1 to Gift City. This extended line will connect Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and Gift City. Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu led a delegation of senior officers to the National Meat Research Institute, Hyderabad, on Saturday to get first-hand information on innovative activities and research programs being carried out in the institute. In a statement, Mr. Wangsu said that NMRI can potentially help in upscaling meat processing, preservation and packaging technologies and leverage growth, especially in meat technology in Arunachal Pradesh. The Upper Subansiri District Administration on Saturday carried out an eviction drive vis-à-vis pending cases of illegal construction and occupation of government buildings and land. Persons illegally occupying the Forest Department guest house for the last 10 years were evicted. Three persons who had illegally occupied and settled down in the working women's hostel since 2018 were similarly evicted on the same day. Illegally constructed structures in the surroundings of the hostel were also dismantled. Estate officer Gamtum Padhu said that DA will carry out such eviction drives in phases. Noted writer and Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society President Y.D. Thongchi on Sunday released Meru Beacon of Light, the first anthology published by APLS East Siang Unit at JNC Conference Hall, Pasighat. The compilation includes poems, short stories, essays and articles in Adi, Hindi and English by young writers and well-known authors. Thongchi lauded the efforts by East Siang APLS, led by its president Ponung Ering Angu and general secretary Dr. Ing Perme, to nurture young writers of the state with the literary works reflecting the Arunachal milieu and culture. The Arunachal Pradesh Engineering Service Association, APESA, celebrated the 57th Engineers' Day with a seminar on this year's theme, Driving Sustainability with Engineering Solutions, Embracing the Latest Artificial Intelligence, AI-Driven Technologies, at the State Banquet Hall, Itanagar, on Sunday. Engineers' Day is celebrated every year on September 15 to commemorate the birth anniversary of eminent Indian engineer and statesman Mokshu Gundam Bishwasaraya. Home Minister Mama Natung called for sensible use of AI on the occasion. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.